Now, Chairman, I know you love vertical integration, but can I ask in future AGMs that you structurally separate the resolutions? Normally, you do one resolution at a time. I know you had to take 2 hours and 8 minutes on the presentations, but it doesn't mean you do three resolutions at once and then do the last four resolutions as one. So we have six pieces of business today. The way to run a meeting is to have some formal presentations and then go through the six pieces of business sequentially, not this grouping together that you're doing. Now, my one question on the first three resolutions is related to the remuneration report. And I don't think Charles Masek really dealt with the issue that last year the remuneration report was voted down by more than 60% of the shareholders. The year before it would have been voted down, but for what the government did in voting in favour. Now, I know Charles is also on the Wesfarmers board and their remuneration report was voted down as well. So I'm interested in hearing from Telstra what specific changes you have made. I understand the remuneration report today will be supported by more than 90% of the shareholders. So you have changed something quite dramatically. I think you've improved your disclosure. And I think you need to level with us and tell us precisely what it is you've changed. In other words, what lesson you learnt from the previous 2 years' protests. You were particularly belligerent last year, Chairman, in dismissing the shareholder complaints. Then later on, you changed. And I think you should talk about the lesson you learnt and the change you made. And the other comment I'd make on the REM report is that we've heard from a number of, I think, workforce-related people today because we've sidestepped the unions. We're not dealing with the unions at all. And I don't think, given that we're being fairly belligerent in our approach to the unions, I don't think it's a good look to have the chairman getting a 10% flat pay rise on July 1 and the directors getting a flat 10% pay rise on July 1 when you're playing a much harder bargain with your staff, particularly the pretty brave approach of refusing to deal with the union when you've got a government which has got 70% trade union officials in the cabinet.
Stephen, I think all of us have learned a lot about remuneration reports since they've been required as a non-voting item on our agendas, and I think that's reflected in the way that we managed the remuneration issue with our shareholders this year. What I would say to you, though, is that last year we had a very complex remuneration report because we had a very complex remuneration structure. It was specifically designed to deal with the issues of transformation. Don't want to go back over it all. I accept absolutely responsibility for the fact that we didn't communicate that as well as we should have, as well as we needed to our shareholders. And given my time over again, I think there's things that we could have done differently. On the other hand, there were some issues which were very difficult to resolve in terms of disclosure because we didn't want to give our competitors and particularly the regulator any more free kicks at us than they seemed to manage to get without our help. What did we do this year? We obviously looked at the way in which we presented the remuneration report itself. I think last year we regarded it as a compliance document. This year we regarded it as a communications document. Now, it obviously has to have the compliance elements attached to it that people that are required under law. But I think it's fair to say, and I think what was interesting last year was Charles's remuneration speech to our meeting got very strong support. Our remuneration report did not. And that taught us a lesson about how you need to communicate. So I think we have communicated much better with our shareholders this year, and we have a much simpler remuneration structure. There's no question about that. There are some issues that people take issue with, but we will deal with those. But we do take our relationship with our shareholders incredibly seriously. But just one other item, at the risk of being described once again as being belligerent, I'd have to say to you that we have to run the company balancing all of the complex interaction of issues that we have to deal with. And single issues are very dangerous.